Welcome to I Go to College,
a podcast where real college students talk about their college experience.
From textbooks to tailgates,
and friends to finals,
we talk about it all.
Hello, my name is Alex Gostanski, and I go to college. I'm currently a senior studying digital storytelling with a specialization in film and a minor in public relations. Today's episode is about graduate students. For this episode, I caught up with one of my friends, JC, who recently began her master's program, to ask her some of my questions about graduate school. As someone who's considering going to grad school, I wanted to have a conversation where I can learn firsthand about what it entails. But really, I just wanted to figure out why someone who just completed 5 years of college would go back for more. So join me on this journey to learn more about the world of grad school. Welcome back to the I Go to College podcast. Today's episode is about graduate students, and I'm joined here by my wonderful friend, JC. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm JC. I am a student affairs administration major, first semester at Michigan State University. Walking around this building we're in right now made me miss it, but I was also a film major in undergrad, so two very important things to me, but right now I'm currently a student affairs major.
And so how did you fall into student affairs as your major for grad school?
Basically, like, you know, during undergrad, I felt like I kind of had, like, you know, two different lives. I had, like, my film life, you know, obviously with my major and whatnot. But also, I had student leadership. So it all really started when I was a sophomore, and I became a peer mentor at the Gender Sexuality Center and loved the job. I was like, I really like doing this type of work. And then it led me to becoming, like, an RA the next year. And then I found out from, like, people who are higher ups that, oh, this is something you can actually do for, like, you know, a career and whatnot. And so I was like, oh, really? That's really cool. That summer, I was an orientation group leader. And, like, yeah, when formulating my future, I decided that one of my options would be to go to graduate school to major in student affairs and higher education and all that stuff because of how much I enjoyed doing that in, like, you know, undergrad. What I always like to say with me majoring in student affairs, it isn't me saying, like, you know, this is neither a fallback, nor is it this is my main thing I'm doing now, and, like, not film and, like, other creative writing and all that stuff. I want to be able to do both, be like a writer working creative stuff and also be, like, you know, be a student affairs professional.
Sort of leaning into that, what skills so far have you built up from being a grad student, and how has that differed from being an undergrad?
I've built up, like, more of a sense of responsibility. Being a grad student, something, like, important about being a grad student, more times than not, grad students have assistantships because you definitely want to get that school paid for and whatnot. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have an assistantship. And so my assistantship is within housing. I'm an assistant community director. That's my title. And this combined with, you know, my classes kind of allows me to kind of just, like, be able to, like, learn more time management skills, even when it's a lot, and be able to, like, prioritize, like, other things, because undergrad was not hard for me whatsoever. If I'm being honest, high school was harder for me than undergrad. Well, in terms of, like, you know, academics, like, in terms of financials, that's a whole nother story. But when it comes to, like, you know, academics, I think, like, you know, grad school is definitely, like, much more challenging, and it really just depends on, like, what you're kind of used to. So, like I said, I was a film major, and I was used to, like, being, like, you know, kind of creative, hands-on, and whatnot, and, like, more times than not, when I was, like, if I was writing, like, an essay about, like, you know, an essay, or, like, making a video essay within, like, my classes, I already knew going into it, like, you know, I already knew some type of information about it. There was rarely ever a case where I was, like, where I just, like, had to, like, do intensive research and whatnot. I think research is a huge thing I'm picking up right now. So research is definitely, you know, something that you're going to have to do, like, a lot in graduate school and whatnot. Also, graduate school, get used to APA formats. For a lot of majors, they use APA formats, and, like, they are just APA format, just something else. Like, if to put in perspective, we had a APA training session. That's how intense APA format is, like, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah, before we started taping, you said that graduate school is not for the weak, and that's what I've heard from other sources too.
Yeah, exactly. And like, this isn't to me. This isn't me trying to deter from graduate school, because I do. I don't regret it one bit, like at all. I do enjoy myself here, even with all the stress. I felt like I've like really, like, you know, done, like, you know, this still was the right step for me. I'm someone who doesn't like to live in limbo or ambiguity for a while, because like, I know a lot of people say, oh, take a year off, like, for graduate school, like, before graduate school. Me personally, I didn't want to do that, because I don't like to live in like limbo and just like work some random job I'm very particular with the jobs I work. I like to work jobs that, like, you know, help me advance toward my, like, you know, broader goal. And so, like, working, like, just some random job for, like, a year wasn't going to be for me while also living at home. I think, like, even though I said, you know, grad school isn't for a week, that's a bit of an exaggeration. I think, like, you know, you can, I think, like, if you really apply yourself, you can, like, handle grad school. It's going to be a lot, but you can do it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Could you tell me a little bit about what the process was like? Because you came from a different institution for your undergrad. So what was the process like selecting, applying, and then moving to a new university for graduate school?
My undergraduate institution was Oakland University. And I'll be honest and say, like, you know, I did also apply to Oakland. But it's important to note that I was at Oakland for 5 years. I just graduated this past April 2023, and I started in fall 2018. So that's a long time at Oakland. And I think what really made me start to look at undergrad schools is the fact that, like, I just been at Oakland for so long. Earlier, I said I was an RA in undergrad, and I realized that, like, you know, between me being RA and just, like, a regular resident for the first 2 years, and also, like, being, like, you know, in-house in the summer, I managed to be in every single building Oakland has, like, you know, every single building slash complex that, like, you know, Oakland's housing has. And that's when I realized that I really probably should get out of here, because I, you know, because it's just that, like, you know, I love Oakland. Wouldn't have spent 5 years there if I didn't. But I just, like, really felt, I just felt like it was time to go. And so when looking to other graduate schools, I, like, you know, the other places I applied to, Oakland was a fallback, but I applied to Western, Michigan State, and Grand Valley. And what really pushed Michigan State to the top was the fact that I went to Spartan A Preview. Fun fact, like, literally right before this, I'm on the plan committee for that, for, like, you know, for this, like, upcoming one in February. And we had, like, a meeting, like, right before this. They did a really good job at making you feel welcome at Michigan State. And, like, you get to meet people, like, you know, at, like, you know, who will be in your cohort. And I met, like, several people who will go on to be in my cohort. And I think that's really cool that you get to have that established relationship and whatnot. And that's really what kind of pushed me to, like, go to Michigan State. I wanted a new sense of scenery. This is a much bigger institution than Oakland. I wanted, like, you know, after being, like, at the same place for 5 years, I really just wanted to experience kind of, like, something new. I didn't want to be, and plus with, like, me being at, like, if I chose to go to Oakland, that would eventually mean I would have been at Oakland for 7 years. Meaning, like, you know, kind of, it feels like the like, longer I would have been there, the harder it would have been to leave. I didn't want to be stuck at one place for my entire life. Now, ultimately, after I graduate, I wouldn't mind working at Oakland, like, you know, again. I wouldn't mind that at all, but, like, I definitely had to, like, leave, because, like, I feel like the more you stay at one place, the more you see the cracks and whatnot. And, like, you know, from some of the stuff I've been hearing about Oakland, like, right now, I'm definitely glad I did not stay. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoying what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more I Go to College content.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
When I complete my degree, I want to be a video editor.
I want to be a full-time content creator.
I want to go into audio design.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
And I am ComArtsEye.
Start your journey at comartseye.msu.edu.
Thank you.
And we're back from our break. Now, can you tell me about some of the challenges you've had to adapting to both grad school and going to a larger institution, both population and size-wise?
I mentioned earlier that some of the strengths I got from graduate school is being like, you know, kind of having those time management skills, but I think that's also a challenge as well. Because I'm just literally like swamped with shift stuff and just like, and specifically when you're in housing, it's kind of funny because I did like, you know, a big paper on this for one of my classes. When you're in housing, like they may like overwork you. And this isn't just like a uniquely like, you know, Michigan State REHS thing. It's like something like this for like all around like the country when it comes to like housing, because of the fact that you're living there, they're giving you free room and board, like you work where you live. So they kind of expect you to just be able to just like do something like that. And just like you can get to the point of like, you know, being like overworked. That has been like a difficult, like I haven't felt like gotten to like the edge of being like very overworked. I've like luckily I have like supportive supervisors who can like, you know, who I can like tell and confide in saying, hey, this feels like a bit too much for me. Can we dial it back? And they'll listen. But still, it's just like, like having a 20-hour week of citizenship while combined with like having like classes can definitely be very exhausting at times. Sometimes I feel like I don't have as much time for myself. Like, for example, this past weekend, on Sunday, I went to the WILD conference, which is like, I forgot the name of the full acronym, but it's like a women's conference, like, you know, organized by the WSS, the Women's Service Center at Michigan State University. It was a great conference, but I only went to half of it because of the fact that, like, you know, the weeks tired me out so much. I just wanted to, like, not spend the entire like day at some place. I kind of just want to be able to just like kind of sit and exist and just like not do anything for a while. So I think that's probably a flaw. It's just that it kind of affects like me wanting to go out and do stuff during the weekend because like I don't really want to. Like the only thing I will kind of like make my way out to go do is go to the movies. You know, sometimes I'm just so tired that I just want to exist for the weekend and whatnot.
What would you say to undergrads who are considering graduate school? What piece of advice would you give them?
Definitely knowing yourself and knowing what you want to do and what you can do. I'm thinking like, is this for you? Is this not for you? Because if it's not for you, it's totally okay. If you want to take a break, it's totally okay. Because like I said, when I said earlier, I didn't want to take a break, but in between undergrad and graduate school, that doesn't mean that's my advice for everybody. That's me. I don't like taking like I never took a gap semester in undergrad. I never took a gap year because I don't like living ambiguity. I don't like, you know, not knowing when's gonna being stuck at like one place for like, you know, just so long. Like this past summer, I worked at a movie theater for 2 months and like, you know, I just like didn't really care for it. If I can't care for working at a movie theater, what can I really do in a normal job? However, if you're someone who's just like, you know, thinking like, you know, who maybe have like the options to like kind of like explore the world, travel, do other things, maybe like you do want to work at a job for like a year or two, like something I wouldn't have minded doing is if I got like a job like in film for like a year or two and then like keep like putting off grad school. But that ultimately didn't happen. Like, you know, if you something else very important is that like, well, it depends on the major. But I know at least with me and student affairs, just because I majored in like, you know, something completely different from student affairs does not mean that like, you know, I couldn't major in student affairs, because no, I could. A lot of people, they just have like all these different majors, like, you know, you don't have to. I remember one time when I started considering grad school during my junior year of college, I was thinking, oh, do I have to change my major to like communications or something like that? And then like, you know, they're like, no, you don't have to. You can easily just like still do student affairs and like still continue your film degree, which I was very happy to do. It's good to, like, I feel like, you know, I like having two things, like, you know, under my belt. It's going to be really cool come 2025 where I have both a film degree and I have, like, both a student affairs degree. And I think, like, that's very important. It's just, like, knowing that you can do, like, more than, like, one thing and whatnot. Something else, grad school is ridiculously easier to pay for than undergrad. I guess they decided, oh, you've suffered enough, so we're going to give you, like, you know, something. Like, you know, not only if you're in, like, you know, when you're filling out FAFSA, if you're a grad student, now normally the age for like, you know, independent students for FAFSA is 24, but if you're a grad student, you automatically get considered independent, which I was surprised to know. The big thing is assistantships. Like, you know, the assistantship I have, like, I may like complain my housing here and there, but like they're giving me a free apartment and paying for my tuition. So yeah, like, you know, assistantships, like they help, they will like cover a lot of your tuition. Like with my assistantship, my total price for like, you know, my tuition Not kind of the other stuff state likes to, you know, tax people for, like a gym I'll never use, but like that's a conversation for another day. Is about $197. Or is it? No, it's $297, which still isn't bad. So be sure to just look into everything and whatnot. The funny thing about grad school, it's kind of like elementary school on steroids. Let me explain. At least for my first semester, this may be different, like for different like people in the for different programs. But for my program and my classes, we were all in like the same classes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, same classes, same people, kind of like elementary school. Our teachers, our professors gave us snacks. And so, and like we get breaks, which like doesn't mean like, you know, which isn't the same as nap time, but like theoretically you could take a nap. So, and like also my professor was absent a couple weeks ago and we had a guest professor, a substitute. So like, it's kind of like elementary school,
except I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But it's just a whole bunch of other work. So like,
That's so funny.
It's so funny, but I'm enjoying it. Like, I've seen memes that, and, like, TikTok that say, oh, you can't go to grad school to avoid growing up. And I'm like, I feel a bit attacked there. And I'm like, but I think, like, also it's very important to, like, recognize that, like, you know, to, you know, keep in mind, like, do you want to go to grad school? Or, like, you know, how else, like, you know, like, how you really want to, like, continue this? Or do you feel like, you know, like, forced to go because like it's easy to get out undergrad and just like not know what you want to do. Like, you know, luckily, like even though like, you know, I can say like even though I just said I felt attacked, I still like felt like, you know, a desire to go to grad school. I felt like a desire to go to grad school since like as early as my sophomore year of college. Like, you know, and so it's something I generally did want to do. And like, you know, yeah, I guess it kind of does keep me from avoiding growing up because like I don't gotta pay rent. And so yeah, but still, like, you know, just like recognize that before and just kind of like ask yourself this and saying like, do I want to go to grad school, or do I feel like, you know, I'm in like just a situation where I just like really don't know what I want to do. So just like, you know, I say like that's like a good like thing to like, you know, for undergrads to hear.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining me, JC. It was a treat talking to you.
Of course. Great being on here. And if you ever like, you know, have other things you want to talk about that you think I may be interested in, I'm always down. So
this episode of I Go to College was written and produced by Alex Gostansky. Special thanks again to my co-host, JC Elliott. Thank you for listening.
Find I Go to College on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Audio Video Land for updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content of all Audio Video Land productions. I Go to College is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.